I need two volunteers. They can be of any age, really. Would you come up here? See who we can find over here on this side so we don't neglect anybody. Oh, gosh. Don't ever take this personally, but come up here. Okay, come on up here. You're eager. I like that. Give me five. Oh, we can shake hands too. You can go stand by him. What about me? Come on over here. Okay. You are going to play Jesus, okay? Do you think you can do that? Okay. Kind of ended badly for him, but he rose again, so don't be worried. Okay. You come over here, and you are going to be our computer, okay? Can you be a computer? Okay. Now, I did one of my undergraduate degrees in computer science, so just hang with me here. I'm going to nerd out for a minute. When you save something on the computer, you put it in memory, right? And then you go back and get it later. And how the computer finds the things you stored is through what we call pointers in programming language. It's very easy to understand. If I said, go look up elephants in the encyclopedia, and you didn't know what page it was on, what would you do? You would go to the index or the table of contents, right? And that would reference what page you were going to. And a very similar thing happens in all your computers every time you ask for something. So when I say, where's Jesus? The computer says, over there. Point. There, yes. There's Jesus. And the computer's job isn't to actually be Jesus, but to point to Jesus, right? Or whatever you're saving in your memory. And this is exactly what John the Baptist did in today's gospel. And we read this every year about this time, about John the Baptist as we come to Christmas. And his job was to be a pointer or a reference to Jesus Christ. So when I say, where's Jesus? We have a very old computer. See? So it took a while. Okay, have a seat, guys. Good job. We are called to be like John the Baptist, to be references to Jesus Christ. Not only when somebody asks us, but see, the thing about a computer is that that pointer, that computer always knows where Jesus is. And to always know where Jesus is, we have to have that constant relationship with him. In fact, in a computer, if that pointer over there loses its spot and it doesn't know where Jesus is anymore, that's when you have problems with your computer, okay? And we actually have to do something called a forensic reconstruction, if you wanted to know that, to figure out where he is again. And we have to do that sometimes in our relationship with him as well. If we lose our way and we don't know where Jesus is anymore, we have to relearn it. We go back to confession, we get back into our prayer, and we find him again. We must be able to do that, though, at any time. Just like you guys at home, when you're using your computers or your other devices, you get frustrated if it takes forever to do something. I was in our computer lab on Friday, and I wanted to type up a little flyer for our sixth graders. So I logged on to one of our lab computers. 10 minutes later, it was still saying logging on. So I gave up. I got my laptop open. 10 seconds later, I was typing, right? And we want the same thing in our relationship with the Lord. We want to not only be able to access him ourselves very quickly, but we want other people to be able to access Jesus quickly through us. We need to be able to tell them where Jesus is, and that requires a deep personal relationship with him. We, like John the Baptist, are people that are given the duty of pointing people to Jesus Christ. We are also called, like John the Baptist, to be heralds. A herald was a person in medieval times who would walk in front of a knight or duke on his way to a jousting or sword match, and he would announce all the victories that he had won. Kind of like boasting, right? So he'd walk in front of, if any of you have ever seen the movies A Knight's Tale, I believe it has Sting in it, and Heath Ledger, and it's got Queen music throughout the whole thing, so it's really awesome if you were born in the 70s. And he walks in front of this knight on his way to jousting matches, and unfortunately, because of the whole movie, the knight hasn't really done anything, so he has to make it all up. So I'm not saying lie about who Jesus is, but our job is to be a herald for him, to walk in front of him and to announce the good things he has done, just like a herald would in front of a knight. Now, the problem is some of us can't do that. Some of us find that hard, because we're asking ourselves, well, what has Jesus done for me that I have to boast about, to brag about? We have a tendency to even think sometimes that, you know, maybe God's kind of smited me. He doesn't like me. But I'm reminded of the passage where St. Paul says, if I'm going to boast in anything, I'm going to boast in the cross of Jesus Christ. I'm going to boast about my sufferings. Why? Because I can share in the greatest work ever done by a human being. Brothers and sisters, you too, like John the Baptist, are called to be heralds, to go before the Lord, to announce the good things he has done, the victories that he has won. The really wonderful news today, guys, is that you don't have to eat locusts. The wild honey sounds pretty good. And you don't have to wear camel's hair. But the work of being a pointer or a reference to Jesus Christ, the work of being his herald, must happen in every Christian. And it doesn't happen here. It happens out there. When you go to work, when you go to school, children, you point people either to Jesus Christ or away from Jesus Christ. You are always pointing. You are always referencing. You are always heralding. You can either herald for him or against him. There's an image given to us at the end of the gospel today that if you haven't done any farming or don't know the image from biblical times, what would happen is a stone would be rolled over, a lot of times pulled by an ox or something. It would be rolled over heads of grain. And you've all seen a head of grain. Hopefully, if you're from Kansas, you've seen a head of grain, right? And it has the little seeds, the little grains, but then it also has this extra stuff on it, right? Well, they would do this to not only wheat, but other things. They would roll it under a giant stone to crush it and to separate the seed from, or the wheat, from what we call the chaff. And that's what's being talked about in the gospel today. And so on the floor of this grinding plate they had would be both the stuff you wanted, the seeds, but also this extra stuff that you don't need. So they would fan it. They would fan it with a big fan. And the lighter stuff you would expect to do what? It would float away, right? Be blown away. And the heavier stuff, which were the little grains of wheat, would stay. And then they would gather up all the light stuff, the chaff, and burn it. And that's the image that Jesus is using at the end of our gospel today. That he has come, and he is coming at Christmas, as we celebrate it once again, to separate the grain from the chaff, something that is useful from something that is not useful, something that bears fruit from things that do not bear fruit. Which will you be? I leave you with these words from Pope Benedict XVI. We cannot keep to ourselves the words of eternal life given to us in our encounter with Jesus Christ. They are meant for everyone. For every man and woman, it is our responsibility to pass on what, by God's grace, we ourselves have received.